Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Over the weekend, I visited Verona, the city where William Shakespeare set his famous play, Romeo and Juliet.
When you make a mistake, you have to start again.
Okay, alright, no worries, let's do that again. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Over the weekend, I visited Verona, the city where William Shakespeare set his famous play, Romeo and Juliet, more than 400 years ago. It was my sheer delight to explore Verona's main tourist attraction, the House of Juliet. The crowded courtyard was full of tourists, eyes ablaze with the romance of the location. Thousands of romantics had for years made a tradition of vandalizing the passageway leading to the entrance, either with graffiti or slips of paper proclaiming initials, hearts, and today's dates, fastened with swabs of chewing gum. To stand on the balcony where the star-crossed lovers met for the first time and in the same brief moment passionately betrothed each other in marriage? For a hopeless romantic like me? Heaven. The history behind this tale goes further back than Shakespeare and in fact is claimed to be based on a truth. Whether what occurred was fact or fiction, and regardless of the tragic ending, Romeo and Juliet's passionate love continues to live on through our hearts and our imagination. Verona was a beautiful city, remarkably clean and typically European in layout. Roast chestnuts, crepes filled with Nutella, and gelato, even at this time of year, and it's chillier than Milan too, and stalls of fresh produce were on offer in abundance. Rather touristy in many a Romeo and Juliet keepsake, personalized Verona aprons and even Venetian masks were available, since it's close to Venice. The possibility to visit a fascinating country rich in history, or even a close province, as in this case, is what endears me to the beauty of Europe. Just to prove how hopelessly romantic I can be, I'll end with my favorite quote. Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow, that I shall say good night till it be morrow.